Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, where we break down the latest developments shaping biopharmaceutical research, clinical progress, and industry strategy. Today's podcast looks at how clinical trial realities and workforce evolution continue to influence drug development decisions and the future adoption of advanced therapies across the industry. One major development comes from Roche, which announced the discontinuation of its SHIELD clinical trial evaluating an investigational therapy for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The decision was not driven by safety concerns or lack of scientific rationale, but instead by persistent recruitment challenges, an issue becoming increasingly common in rare disease trials. Limited patient populations, competing studies, and logistical burdens are making enrollment timelines harder to sustain, forcing sponsors to reassess trial feasibility earlier in development. The move highlights how operational execution, not just clinical science, increasingly determines whether programs advance. The SHIELD outcome reflects a broader industry shift toward more adaptive trial planning in rare and genetic diseases. Sponsors are now placing greater emphasis on decentralized trial models, global recruitment strategies, and real-world data integration to reduce enrollment risk. As pipelines expand in neuromuscular and gene-based therapies, trial accessibility and patient identification are becoming central determinants of development success. Meanwhile, ongoing discussion around workforce equity and innovation leadership continues to shape the future of cell and gene therapy adoption. A recent Women in STEM interview examining real-world outcomes in advanced therapy development emphasizes that long-term clinical evidence, not early technical promise alone, will ultimately drive confidence in cell and gene therapies. Industry leaders highlighted that broader inclusion across scientific leadership helps strengthen translational decision-making, particularly as therapies move from experimental settings into routine clinical use. Taken together, today's stories reinforce a clear trend that successful innovation in biopharma increasingly depends on execution, whether that means enrolling the right patients or building diverse scientific teams capable of translating complex therapies into measurable real-world outcomes. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.